Winning method closing late as to his shining ace, but it's another one here, maybe for Purton. Yep, it is. Victorium. Victorium rounds out the last four races for Zach Purton and Francis Loy. They've all been winners. What a way to finish the night. Winning method closed hard late on the outside, but came up short. Photo third. Team Spirit down on the rail, or Encore Boy. Then came Shining Ace. Racing Fighter ran on okay. Tornado Twist, Sparkling Dragon came to the end of it. Then came Waldorf from Country Star, and he would have been one of the last on crossing. Behind them was Beauty Amigo, who was very wide, and Moment of Power back at the tail.
Yes, it was the Purton show last night, the Purton Quaddy at Happy Valley. And right now it's a pleasure on Sports Overnight on RSN 927 to be joined by Champion Hoop himself in Zach Purton. Thanks for joining us, Zach, and congratulations.
No worries. It was a good night. Hopefully I've got a few more good meetings left in me before the end of the season.
Absolutely. We'll go through it leg by leg, mate. The first leg there, Highland Fortune, a ding-dong battle with Marrera, and you got the chocolates, obviously.
Yeah, well, I didn't think I'd be able to overturn him. His horse was very impressive at his last start, and I drew a pretty awkward gate. I was hoping just to try and have a little bit of luck and get in somewhere. Unfortunately, I was posted, but to my horse's credit, he pulled out a PB. He was up for the fight. It was a good fight. I didn't think I was going to get him until the last 50 metres. Then my horse had found enough. It was a good result. It was a nice feeling, and it set the tone for the rest of the night.
Certainly did, Zach. Of course, the second leg of the quaddy in your Ford Timer, Starshine, a pickup ride as well, and a great win up the inside.
Yeah, well, the trainer actually asked me to ride the horse the morning of entries, and I said I had a ride in the race. Unfortunately, my horse didn't get in, so I tried to get back on it. And by that time, he'd booked another jockey, so I thought I'd miss out on my opportunity. But when Vincent Ho pulled the pin earlier in the night, I picked it back up, and you know, it was a stroke of luck for me. We were able to duck and dive from back in the field, come through them. He won quite soft in the end. It was a good effort.
The third winner for the evening too, Zach, Alpha Hedge. Another pick-up ride and a nice win.
It was. He normally gets back in his races, but for whatever reason, he bounced out of the gate first. He would have led a 1,200-metre race with the amount of speed he showed early, but I was able to bring him back, tuck him in, had a perfect run, and he got the job done really nicely. It was a good effort. He's been knocking on the door for a while, so it was nice to see him get that win.
And, of course, you brought it home there, the four-timer and the Purton Quaddy with Victorium, just holding off your mate Marrera again there in the last. Of course, three of the four wins, you just pipped Marrera too.
I like it when it ends up like that as well. I've run second in plenty of times, so to get a few over him was a nice feeling. And it was a solid effort by him. He sat wide. He did it the tough way. It was a good, strong race. He was there to be beaten, but he hung on, and thankfully he did.
And, of course, as you mentioned there too, a few of the horses, they're all around the $7 or $8 here on the tote here in Australia. So nice for the punters over here too. Obviously, they're used to cashing in on you, mate, but they got a very nice dividend on the quaddy.
I was worried about going to the races last night because I thought Joe had five, maybe six horses I thought could win, and obviously he had one winner and I think 4 or 5 seconds. So it was around about the money, and I thought I would struggle. I didn't think I could ride a winner. I thought it was going to be a tough night. So to walk away having ridden four winners and Joe only having one, it's a huge, huge night for me at a crucial time in the season, and it could be the pivotal moment.
And a champion jockey, superstar hoop, Zach Purton, live from Hong Kong here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. Fresh from a four-timer last night, the Purton Quaddy. And as you mentioned, Marrera did peg one back early, but you're now 7 wins clear of him in the jockey premiership. You didn't sound too confident you would stave him off in the Quinny podcast recently, but how are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm obviously in a good position now. 7 in front, 6 meetings to go. He's got a 1 meeting suspension, so he can only ride at 5 of those meetings. But like I keep saying, he keeps getting all the best rides. He went to the jockey, went to the races last night as a $1.40 favourite in the Jockey's Challenge, which illustrated how many good chances he had. And like I said, I thought he could ride a few winners. And that's been the case for a number of meetings now. He has had the support. He has had all the best rides. For whatever reason, unfortunately for him, he hasn't been able to hit the board. I haven't had the best rides, and I've had a little bit of luck. So things have gone my way, and I'm going to need that to continue to happen. But I'm in a good position now, and you know, hopefully I can just keep riding a few more winners. Another big meeting like I had last night would certainly help. And you know, I'm just hoping I can hang on, really.
We've got a fascinating insight on the Quinny podcast too, Zach, into your rival with Douglas White recently. Yeah, how are you with him these days, and what's it like riding for him, I guess, on the odd occasion?
He's actually better to ride for than what I thought he would be. A lot of jockeys that turn trainer are a nightmare to ride for, but he seems to be pretty good at the moment. He keeps it simple. He gives the jockeys a little bit of flexibility, which is key. And, you know, business is business. He wants to train winners. I want to ride winners. You know, unfortunately, I haven't had a winner for him this season. I think I've had 11 rides for him for 5 or 6 seconds, which is unfortunate. And I said to him last night, he needs to give me a winner before the end of the season because it's not going to look good for him. It's not going to look good for me if we don't have one. hopefully he can come to the board.
Absolutely there, Zach. You've had such amazing success in Hong Kong and it's been unbelievable, freakish stuff. Do you ever pinch yourself and think, wow, what's going on here? It's just been a remarkable journey.
Oh, of course I do. I'm in an unbelievable position. I'm riding in a great place. The Hong Kong Jockey Club is a world leader in everything they do. We race for huge prize money. We get to ride great horses. We pay low tax. We have a good lifestyle. You know, as a jockey, I think Hong Kong's the best place in the world, and I'm very fortunate to be at the top of the tree here at the moment.
And I guess the burning question, which sort of came up in the Quinny podcast too, mate, will we see you back here in Australia riding one day, mate?
You know, I'm only a plane flight away, and it's only a phone call, so I can duck and dive and come back and forth when the races present themselves and the right horses are there. But being in Australia full-time is not really on my radar at the moment. I'm very happy and very comfortable here, but like I always tell everyone, I can wake up tomorrow and change my mind and decide that things are different and come home. But, you know, that's not what I'm feeling at the moment. I'm happy here.
And just a couple more before I let you go, Zach. Really appreciate your time and being so generous with it here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. Champion jockey Zach Purton, live from Hong Kong, fresh from the four-timer at Happy Valley on Wednesday night. Anything you point us into for Sunday or the weekend's meeting?
We actually race Saturday this week, so don't be late. we need you guys down there to follow us and support us, but I haven't done the form for the meeting yet. I generally don't do the form until the night before or the morning of. You know, I've got a lot of other things going on, and I like things to be fresh in my mind, so I really can't tell you what I'm riding, unfortunately, but you know, I just hope that I can ride a few winners and keep the ball rolling.
And last but not least, mate, who do you see as the biggest threat to yourself and Marrera over there in the seasons ahead and even the rest of the season? Is it someone like a Karis Teton?
Oh, for the rest of this season, there's no threat to either of us. They're a long way behind us. But for next season going forward, Karis Teton's obviously going really, really well at the moment. He's got a lot of support. He can ride light. There's no doubt that, you know, he's young as well and he could raise the bar and start to challenge us. So, you know, that's always a possibility. You know, when you're at the top, everyone's snapping at your heels. So, you know, you need to remain focused and you need to keep working hard.
Well, Karis Teton might be the Mauritian magician and Marrera might be the magic man, but you're just magic, mate. Thanks so much for joining us. Absolutely superstar stuff last night, and it's something we've come to expect over a long period of time, mate, and hopefully it keeps rolling too, mate. Thanks so much for your time once again.
Anytime. Thank you.